we continue. Thank you for your indulgence. I have been one of those persons for years, always the same resolutions, plans, and strategies, full of hope, full of grandiose dreams, weight loss, house projects finally finished, more Bible reading, more of this, more of that, more. As I set out preparing for the sermon today, 3 weeks ago, I had decided on a sermon about faith, hope, and love. I went as far as giving Tracy Porter the title of my sermon ahead of time, thinking that was what it would be about. However, I firmly believe now God had other plans. While researching and studying for my sermon on faith, hope, and love, I kept running into what seemed to be a brick wall. I approached God in prayer as to what was going on. In my spirit, I heard him say, "Your message plans are not my plans." We've heard that before, we haven't we? God's plans are not man's plans. Man's ways are not God's ways, etc. Hold the horses. What are your plans, God? I asked, and he said, "I want you to speak on focusing and entitle your sermon simply Focus." This conversation between the Lord and I led the Lord saying clearly to me, "I want your sermon to focus on what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus in, on, and for 2013 on the cares and the needs of others. And I want you to share this message with the congregation, because I want them to focus also in, on, and for 2013 and the cares and the needs of others." More than not, our New Year's resolutions, dreams, and plans, ideas center on us, self. But as I listened to God's voice and guided me, I realized that he wanted me and you in the year 2013 to focus not on self, but others. I began my preparations by looking up in the reliable Daniel Webster's Collegiate Dictionary the meaning of the word focus. And here's what I read. Focus. A focal point, a center of interest and activity, to produce a clear image, to concentrate all attention on finishing a particular assignment, and finally, to converge at a point of focus. I think old Daniel Webster hit our assignment for 2013 right on the nail's head. Center. Be interested. Concentrate our attention. Then I heard the Lord say to me, "Use the word focus as an acrostic." Most of you know what an acrostic is. It's where you take a word, turn it on its side like this, and each letter of that word stands for another word. After hearing these words from the Lord, I wrote the word focus on a sheet of paper as an acrostic and filled in the word or thought I heard from God next to each of the letters. And this is what I heard him say, write. Focus. F for family. O for others. C for country, U for universal, and finally S for Savior. Each of these words centers on one particular area for the year 2013, involving prayer, blessing, and commitment. The purpose of this sermon is to relay to you all that God wants all of us to center our resolutions, dreams, and goals around these five areas in 2013 instead of on self so much. At this point, I will begin my sermon. I pray you will see God's wisdom in the message given. Let's begin with family. Immediate family is represented by the F. Mother, father, brother, sister, grandparents, aunts, uncles, in-laws, and especially our outlaws, those estranged from the family. This was a very difficult sermon to plan on and plan for after I heard what the Lord wanted me to share. Because what the Lord wants me to dwell on and to talk about on each of these, and now we're on family, the immediate family, is relationships in the family. Not just a prayer of blessing upon them, not just a prayer of the things that go well with them, that they have good health, all those things, yes. But every one of us out here have a family member that we've offended or who has offended us. We all have members in our family who despise God, who have turned their back on Him and need our prayers. We all have family members who have hurt us deeply through thought, word, or deed. We all have family members who have done things contrary not only to the laws of our own country and state, but who have offended God greatly by disobeying His word. Some of us have family members who are murderers, rapists, pedophiles. And yet every year the Lord says, you come to me, or you come to a new year with a desire to pray for self. You want to lose more weight. I want a better job. I want more money. I want. And how I'm going to achieve some of these things. Where I'm going to do this and invest in this. And God has told me in this sermon to speak to the people of the congregation, to the family of God, and say that can I not see the world that we're living in right now and how our families are being torn apart? And yet we think on self and not on them. And God says, take 2013 and pray for your family, the good and the bad. Pray for specific points, forgiveness, health, their relationship with God, their relationship with you, your relationship with them, their health, spiritual, physical. But to concentrate on our family. Many of our family members whom we have indifference and anger and whom we have abandoned or want nothing to do with because they are nothing but problems. We all have those. We want to just ignore them. God wants them restored. We are the body of Christ. Christ liveth in us. His life lives in us and through us. If they are going to be saved and delivered, it will be us who brings them the message. Just this little disclaimer, or just this little note here, let me throw in. God was not saying to me, because I questioned him in preparing this lesson, he is not saying that you and I shouldn't have dreams and plans, and I shouldn't lose weight, and I shouldn't eat better, or I shouldn't read more of the Bible. He's not saying that to any of us. We should be doing those things because of who we are in Christ, automatically. But we have family members, and I'll move on, who, if we don't pray for them, never have a word prayed over them in their lifetime. And the wrongs that we have caused family members, we need to make it right, because he is right and he lives in us. F is for family, our immediate families. O, in focus, is for others, locally. We all have those mean old bosses, supervisors, who think they know everything, that only ask the peons. We actually know how to run the companies. A little humor there, but we criticize our bosses. We tear them down. Our co-workers, our neighbors, our teachers in our town, our principals, doctors and staff. I am not kidding you. I didn't make these up. This is, as I wrote, God kept saying the next one, that I would hopefully not miss any of them. Local store personnel that we rake over the coals in the holiday seasons when they don't move fast enough, check something out, don't help us the way we want to be helped. Pastors, elders, the church staff, our LCF family, locally, right here. The local believers in our town. Missionaries from our church and other churches that are being sent abroad. And of course, our town is full of a lot of unbelievers. God says focus in 2013 on praying for them, lifting them up, delivering them from the evil one. The decision is theirs, but the words will come from us. Focus on these local personnel. Focus on their leadership. Pray for your supervisors and your boss. Pray for them to have wisdom. Pray for them to have fairness. Pray for them to put you in the right position. Pray for them to be godly men and women. Pray for them. Your pastors, your staff, pray for these people. Pray for respect, fairness, integrity. Whoa, how we need integrity in our local leaders and people today, don't we? We find out every other day, it seems, there's another person who has been leading us for years who has also been robbing us blind. Why? Because Christ liveth not in their lives. Well, who's going to tell them about him? Who's going to lead them out of that if we don't? And it begins with our commitment to focus and pray for these people. O is for others. We move on to C. C is for country. Our country. We are to be committed and to focus on praying and lifting up and fasting if need be for the United States of America as a whole. In God we trust, we do not. That's not politics. I'm just saying it was a fine slogan. But we know every day and through the years we've noticed from the time that Stan was a young boy until now, how things have been taken out of our schools and out of our governments and out of this and this and this. The only Savior of the world is Jesus Christ. And so we need to pray Him over the United States. We need to pray. And I'm guilty. And I repent before all of you right now. Because I've said this many times in this church in front of many of you in a joking way and then in a very serious way. But I urge you honestly to pray for our president, Barack Obama. He needs our prayers. He cannot live and exist without Jesus Christ any more than you and I. And though I've disagreed with a lot of his policies or whatever, he is still the leader that Almighty God has placed in charge of our nation. And he will lead recklessly if we do not support him and pray for him. And where he is wrong, pray, Lord, make it right. But criticizing, as I have done, gets nothing done. Pray for our Vice President Joe Biden. Pray for our U.S. senators. Pray for our congressmen. Pray for all the Capitol workers, state governors, mayors, legislators, local law enforcement, and even our firemen. We need to pray for our country as a whole and all who lead this great nation, that we may be an even greater nation. And that in God we trust will once again be the standard that we live by. Sounds like a political speech. But how else is God to get his message across if he doesn't get political with us? Because we love politics. We love those little skirmishes we have with one another. Let's elect Jesus Christ. Focus on their behalf, on their belief in Christ. Let us focus on their moral leadership. Let us focus that they have wisdom and integrity, courage and strength to stand up to the enemy, not only in other nations and in our own country, but to stand up, the courage to stand up against the evil one himself. Pray for their protection, good health. And when I wrote the words good health down, this is an emotional sermon for me because he convicted me of what I had not been doing and then said, now you go tell the rest of the congregation because they need to hear it also. But when I wrote down good health, I thought of Hillary Rodham Clinton and all the jokes that I personally had heard about her passing out. As though they, and the other comments that followed with that, as though they wished she'd just lay there on the aisle and die. She is one for whom Christ died. And despite her politics, we need to pray for her health like we would anybody's health. She needs to be restored. She needs to live and know Jesus Christ also. C is for country. Pray for your country. Love your country. Honor your country and its leaders. We move on to you in the word focus. We've had family, others, country. And now we come to you, which means universal. Universal, Lord. He said, the world. And I thought, why didn't he just say the world? Well, because focus doesn't have a W in it. All right, Lord. If I'm going to believe that this really you and it's going to come across, I got to find out what you mean. So I looked up the word universal. Good word, Lord. Universal, including, extending to, or affecting the entire world or all within the world. All the members of a class or group, people. Universal. We're to focus on praying and being committed to helping and lifting up all nations. Guilty. I've said so many evil words, and I'm sure many of you have too, about Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and any place where Americans are dying. They're just not my friend. God said, you pray for all nations, Larry, all national governments, all national leaders, all peoples of all nations, all ethnic groups, including so-called and declared enemies of our nation. The battle is the Lord's, the victory is ours. So I can fight these other nations, and you can too, through criticism and hate and everything else, in anger towards them, and what'd you get me? Nothing. Or a bullet in the head, if you're over there. But God wants us to pray for them and to love them. Focus on their moral leadership. Oh, we have so many nations who have got leaders. And we think Barack Obama is bad in the comments we make. These men are evil to the core of the nature of Adolf Hitler. And yet we send them fighter planes and we send them other things. This sounds so political, doesn't it? My sermon. We've made it that way. And God's trying to get your and my attention through this sermon. You don't like their leadership? Pray for it to change. Overcome it. Love conquers all things. Pray for their integrity. Pray for us to have respect for them and them to have it for us. Mercy, both sides. Compassion, both sides. health, both sides, abundance, openness to the gospel, protection, and of course, peace. That key word that all Miss America and Miss Universe, if you could have one thing in the world, what would you want?
Well, I'd like world peace.
And none of us believe it because we don't pray for it and work towards it. But we need to, because God says we need to. And the key points of universal, the key ones to pray for is their morality, leadership, respect, mercy, and compassion. How many nations steal the food and everything from their children and allow them to die in the streets? We send aid and they stuff it in their own pockets. And their citizens. We need to pray that those leaders would have more mercy and compassion and love for their own people. And that they would have openness to the gospel. And yes,
world peace.
That they would have a heart full of peace. Our final letter is S. S is for Savior. Though the last letter is S and stands for Savior, he may be last as far as the letters go, but the Lord said to me, my son is not the least. But without my son, anchoring all of this, it won't happen. So don't waste your time with resolutions and dreams and plans if you exclude Jesus. Why did he put that one in there? At first I questioned because, well, we know how we feel about our Savior. We know how we feel about Jesus. And of course we pray to him and lift him up and glorify his name and praise and worship this morning and everything. So why is that in there? Because he said, I don't want you ever to forget my son, Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Redeemer, Deliverer, Anointed One, the Resurrection and the Life, Savior. What is your focus point concerning Jesus? Everything. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, his miracles, his teachings, his character, his compassion, his mercy, his grace, his love, his commandments, his promises, his spirit, and his soon coming return. The key point of being committed, key point of praying, and lifting up our Lord, all that pertains to life and godliness as it pertains to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, the life. Therefore, he is more than worthy of our focus in 2013. It is because of his spirit living in us, his life being lived through us, and his love being shed abroad in our hearts that we are even able to do what has been mentioned in the family, others, country, and universal. My closing remarks. Jesus makes our assignment to pray and care for the needs of family, others, our country, universal world possible. What God did not say to me in giving me this message is that we were to ignore ourselves or our resolution or our dreams nor our plans. God loves us and desires that we have the desires of our hearts. But what God is saying is that instead of focusing so much on our personal desires for a new year, we need to remember all of His creation. So, as you face this new year, the message is, put away selfish things and desires. Pray and care for every one of His dear creation, wherever they may be, as best you can. Go. Mend the relationships in your own family. I believe the Lord just gave me this thought. Go mend relationship. You know, Jesus came to earth and gave His life to mend His family relationship between you and I and His Father. We can do no less. Restore families. You hate that one brother, sister, aunt, uncle, in-law, outlaw, whatever they may be? You don't love them? You can't. But God can, through you. Let Him. Focus on that. When that booger comes up in your mind and you just want the hairs raised and you want to just scream something, bow your head and say, Lord, bless him. Lord, send Jesus upon him. Whoop him, Holy Spirit. Use whatever language you want. But don't let the curses come out. Let blessings come out. And see what God can do. Put him to the test. He won't disappoint you. Restore your families. Forgive those who have wronged you. Pray for our nation and all its leaders. Pray for all nations and their leaders. Commit your lives this year to living in peace with all mankind. Our nation and the world's nations are in serious need of repair, restoration, repentance, and forgiveness. Let you and I, this year, commit to focusing on these serious needs. Amen.